coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, and here that worked, and we regularly scheduled guest isn't here, and I'm sorry for that. He talks about magnesium, the importance of magnesium, and specifically a time-release type of magnesium called jigsaw magnesium, which both my wife and son take, and they both believe it really is doing a great job for them. And magnesium really is an essential element as far as your health is concerned, because most Americans are deficient on magnesium. Basically, magnesium is absolutely essential for normal function of the heart. It quiets the heart down, keeps people from having ectopic fetters. So it's good for the muscles, for the bone, for the bowel, for the brain. But we're not going to be able to talk about it because we don't have a regularly scheduled guest. If you want to know more about the product, you can always call our 800 number and we'll put you in touch with them. But this morning we're going to have to do open lines if there's no guest. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and since I have nothing really prepared, I'll just comment briefly on the CBS 60-minute program last night. I watched it every Sunday because I want to see what the enemies of freedom are doing, and actually there was an excellent program last night. It got through. It was basically based upon a woman who had actually gone into Syria to see what was going on there. She actually went to be with the rebels. Now, who is financing the rebels in Syria? Well, our government says they have no idea who's financing this civil war. Only it's really not a civil war. Most of the people who are fighting are not Syrians. They're coming in from outside. In fact, a lot of them are from Al-Qaeda, and, of course, they're being trained in both Turkey and in Jordan by American Special Forces troops. They're being funded and armed by the Central Intelligence Agency, which is behind all of these revolutions, whether it be the revolution in Egypt or in Tunisia or in Libya. The effort that has already overthrown the government of Turkey and shifted it from a secular government under the military into basically a government under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Muslim Brotherhood is taking over that whole part of the world, consolidating their control, uniting the populace under Sharia law, even though an awful lot of Muslims don't want that. And of course, this drives the Christians out. The Christians are being killed and slaughtered and raped and all throughout that whole part of the world, thanks to the activities of the CIA. Because the CIA represents the secret government of America that hates Christianity. That's why they took God, prayer, morality, the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why, of course, in our schools today, in kindergarten, they begin teaching them about the alternative lifestyles, about how normal homosexuality is. That is why here in America, Christianity is under persecution at all times. And, of course, those people who are Christians are marginalized and minimalized because the secret government that controls our society hates Christianity. Now, the majority of our people are Christians. That's why we're the only country in the world that allows GMO foods. Why? Because they're poisoning our population, basically, because we are Christian. They hate Christianity. They won't allow people over in Europe. I don't eat GMO foods, genetically modified foods. The governments over there won't allow them. And, of course, they go right along with it. They don't want to poison the people of Europe. They destroyed Christianity there. They destroyed the Christian foundation of Europe, once the great center of Christianity. But America today is the center of Christianity. And that's why they're poisoning us with so many things, whether it would be the aspartame they're putting in all of our food, or the metals, the aluminum, the mercury, the lead, the arsenic that they're putting into our foods on a regular basis, the fluoride they're putting into our water. They know that this is poisoning our people. That's why the incidence of cancer is increasing, why we have a much shorter longevity than people in Japan and other countries throughout the world, where the government does not have an organized program of allowing the poisoning of the people through poisoning the air and poisoning the food and poisoning the water. And they know exactly what they're doing. Certainly the colors and odors that they put into our food, certainly the fact that up until recently most of our milk was made with cattle who were treated with recombinant bovine growth hormone that increases the incidence of both cancer of the breast and cancer of the prostate 3 times. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want you to know. But fortunately, you have the Internet. You go up on the Internet and verify what I'm saying. The fact that large amounts of soy in our diet, especially the genetically modified soy, is not good for us. It certainly increases the incidence of cancer and infertility, and certainly the genetically modified foods. And basically, what do? Infertility, cancer, disrupts. They look at the animals. When the animals eat predominantly genetically modified corn, why they either die early or certainly they have cancer, infertility. After 2 or 3 generations, animals are totally infertile eating genetically modified food. And increasingly in America, our women, especially white women, are having more and more difficulty getting to be pregnant. The fertility rate for white women in America is 1.6 children per family, 1.67, I guess it is, whereas you need 2.1 children per family to perpetuate the race, and basically our society is simply dying off. The white population of America is dying off. We're being replaced by immigrants. We're replaced by Muslims. They know exactly what they're doing. Because the people who are running things behind the scenes hate Christianity, and they hate Christians. So this is not imaginary. Go up on the Internet and look up all of the things I'm talking about. You'll find they're true. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. We have nothing really prepared for the morning, so I look forward to your calls, the subjects you'd like to talk about. But it's so vitally important that you understand what's going on. Well, I started talking really about the CBS 60 Minute program last night, where this woman had actually gone into stereo. And fascinating story. But we'll be back in just a moment here at American Freedom Network.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Fact. Today, the national debt is more than $16 trillion. That's more than $50,000 for every man, woman, and child. Fact. After nearly 4 years in office, President Obama's policies have resulted in the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression. Fact. Over 220,000 Coloradans can't find work, and our unemployment rate is higher than the national average. Fact. Obama. We simply can't afford 4 more years. Mitt Romney has a plan. Listen.
My plan is to help the middle class in America. I want it to be the best time for the middle class of America.
Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare and increase access to domestic energy resources. He'll cut taxes, cut spending, and champion small businesses, creating 12 million new jobs.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, well, I would love to hear from you. But it's open line, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to. But I started to talk about the 60-minute program last night. This woman had actually gone into Syria to interview the rebels, see what was happening. And she actually had an opportunity to talk to one of the leaders of this rebel movement. These are not Syrians, ladies and gentlemen. They're professional killers. Mercenaries were bringing in, many of our Al-Qaeda fighters were financing them. But, of course, she actually had the opportunity of talking to the rebels. And they showed her pictures of some Syrian soldiers, just young kids. They looked like they were 18, 19 years of age, had been captured. They were Syrian soldiers fighting for the Syrian army, and of course, they'd showed her pictures of these captives and interviews with them, and movies of them being interviewed. But elsewhere, she got pictures of these same young men, four of them, are being executed. They were kneeling with hands tied behind their backs, and then they were simply shot in the back of the head, and they were all killed. Now, these were soldiers who were fighting for their country, like the men we have, like our young men who join our military and fight. They do what they're told to do. If they're told to go into a community and kill people, that's what they do. That's what soldiers do. That's what war is all about, is killing people. But ordinarily, when you surrender, why, of course, you may not be treated too well, but you ordinarily then are kept there until the war is over and released. But the young Syrian soldiers fighting for the Syrian government, which incidentally we've supported for many years, why they were simply taken out and hands tied behind their back. And you actually saw last night on this 60-minute program where they were shot, and you saw them falling forward after they'd been shot and killed. And they're being killed by this rebels army that we are financing. Ladies and gentlemen, don't think for 1 minute our government has no idea. Oh, shucks, we have no idea who's financing the rebels in Syria. Ladies and gentlemen, our CIA is financing this. In fact, we're doing everything we can to topple that government, as we've already toppled Libya and Tunisia and Libya. And we've already, of course, this, some years ago, about 1992, 93, we saw to it that the government of Turkey was overthrown and turned over to the Muslim Brotherhood. The same thing is true in Lebanon. Certainly the same movement is certainly taking place in in Yemen and in Bahrain, and although they haven't completely replaced the government there, it's only a matter of time. And I'm sure then Saudi Arabia will be there, and the whole of that part of the world will be united under the control of the radical Muslim Brotherhood, which was organized back in 1928 by British intelligence with our help, and after the Second World War was taken over by the CIA, has been run by the Central Intelligence Agency since the Second World War. Now, why would the CIA be financing a radical Islamic group, the Islamic group that overthrew Anwar Sadat? They assassinated him back in 1981, I believe it was, and then they installed Mubarak and they kept him in power for 30 years. Now they've overthrown him. Why, it's the same way that was that we installed the Shah in 1953 and then overthrew the Shah of Iran in 1979 and installed the mullahs. We installed the wicked mullahs in Iran. And now, of course, we're talking about going to war with the wicked mullahs in Iran. Just exactly as you go back, as you study the financing of the Nazis, you know, certainly in 1933, and then, of course, the building up of the Nazi war movement, providing the weapons and the money and the technology to build an army. But you see, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy. And so we build up Germany, and we're building up this Muslim Brotherhood. We have a book. It's called The Devil's Game. It was written some years ago. It goes into the background of the funding of the Muslim Brotherhood. And you really need to get the book and read it. Now, the author thinks that this was just a mistake on our part. I would like to suggest it is not. They know exactly what they're doing. It's the oldest trick in the world. You got to have an enemy to have a war. And if you've never read the books about how we financed the Nazis before and during the war, and then, of course, facilitated the escape of the worst of the Nazi war criminals, 1,000 of them, well over 1,000, to the United States under Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip. Look it up on the Internet. You can check what I'm saying. And then, of course, the somewhere between 10,000 and some people say as many as 50,000 of the Nazis and the SS and the other Nazi groups certainly escaped to South America through the RAT line, R-A-T line, R-A-T, the RAT line. And that's how the Nazis got to South America. And we protected them there. We protected them from the Jews so that we made a deal with the Jews that they would not try to kill the Nazis if we would actually, this was Nelson Rockefeller, of course. Nelson Rockefeller would agree that he would provide the votes in the United Nations so that Israel could become a state if the Jews promised not to track down the Nazi war criminals in South America. And this is all covered in a great book, well, two books. One is Dennis Cuddy's book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, but it's covered in John Loftus's book, The America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret. And if you don't have my interviews with John Loftus, we have a 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus. We carry his books, The Secret War Against the Jews, and, of course, his second book, which was written after the statute of limitations on the secrets he had learned when he was working at the Justice Department had expired. And that, of course, is the book, America's Nazi Secret. And the 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus is entitled War Against the Jews. War Against the Jews. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, World War II was a splendid war. I mean, it was vicious, it was bloody, it was horrible. And, of course, a lot of civilians died, probably, you know, 20, 30, 40 million civilians died. We don't know how many civilians died as a result of that terrible, terrible war, but it's estimated about 60 million people died in World War II. And that's, of course, many of them, of course, were Russians who were executed by Stalin. And then, of course, after the war, why the American government rounded up all the Russians who defected to the Nazis, who had been captured by the Nazis, about 6 million of them, and sent them back to be slaughtered by Stalin. That's called Operation Keelhaul. You probably never heard of it. Totally blacked out in the American media. But fortunately, you have the Internet. That's Operation Keelhaul. Operation Keelhaul, named by the American forces, which were forced to participate in it because keelhauling was the most vicious type of torture and execution that was known in the British Navy. It was where they took some sailor who failed to obey orders, and they tied him to the keel of the boat, the very front of the boat. They spread eagled him there as the boat plowed through the water, and he drowned a little at a time over a period of perhaps several hours. It's like waterboarding, only far more vicious. Keel hauling was what they called it in the British Navy. When they tied the man to the front of the boat, over the keel of the boat, as it plowed through the water, like waterboarding, but of course, as they say, much more vicious. And that's what they called the operation, where they rounded up almost 6 million Russians and sent them to Stalin after World War II to be killed, and totally blacked out by the controlled media in America. But you can look it up on the Internet if you really care. Operation Keelhaul. You say, how could that have happened and I never heard of it? Very simply, ladies and gentlemen, the media in America was controlled at the time and remains controlled today. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I have no planned remarks this morning, so we look forward to your calls. It's open lines. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you have questions, a comment, something you'd like to mention, but people really don't understand World War II. They don't understand simply what happened to about 2 million German prisoners, basically, of course, the prisoners of war that the Allies took following the Second World War. Were put into concentration camps. These were the German soldiers. A lot of them were kids, 13, 14, 15 years old, pressed into service at the very end of the war. And, of course, the winter after the war, they were kept there in the freezing cold with no food, no water, in prison camps, no shelter. Over 2 million of them died. Over 2 million of them died thanks to the American troops and British troops and French troops that kept these helpless young people, soldiers, German soldiers, 2 million of them died. You're never going to hear this mentioned in the media today. Why? Because you're supposed to treat prisoners and release them. Well, some of them were released, those who survived that terrible winter of deprivation and freezing. Who do we have on the line here? Who's calling in?
Hey, Doug, we have a caller. Jim in Northern Colorado.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Good. Doing fine. We're surviving the Great Recovery.
Well, I hope you are surviving, because an awful lot of people aren't, and things are going to get a lot worse, no matter who wins the election. But do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I didn't want to change your ring you off the subjects you've been talking about, but I
have no subject.
Add,
I'm just talking. Go ahead.
Okay. I had a question about what something Lindsay said when you had him on last week, and that specifically is he was saying that the Fed is going to buy up 40 billion in mortgages every month.
Yes.
And he made a comment also that they're going to buy, I thought he said T-bills or treasury notes or something like that. And I was wondering, you know, if they're going to create this money out of thin air and buy up mortgages at that rate, what What's the reason they're buying the T-bills at the same time, or did I misunderstand it? I didn't quite get that.
Well, they're two entirely different things. Basically, this is all supposedly that if we pour more money into the economy, that is going to make the economy better, that there's going to be businesses and jobs. And so basically, they're really putting out about $85 billion a month. Now, $40 billion of that is being used to bail out the banks. Basically, the banks are holding a lot of mortgages that are underwater. That maybe they're holding them in the form of either of mortgages or these mortgage bonds. And they are simply mortgages that have been bundled together in bond form. And the banks are holding them, and these certainly are not worth the money. The mortgages, more is owed on the mortgage than the homes are worth. So what is the Fed doing? They're buying these up from the banks to give the money to the banks. This is what they're doing. Now, for the economy to go ahead and move ahead, why, of course, they have to then, the banks should be lending that money out, but the banks aren't lending the money out. The banks are holding the money. There's no shortage of money in America. The banks are holding about $2 trillion in funds. And they're not lending it. Why? Is this whole thing is staged, it's planned. They control the economy, and they control it by withholding money from investors. Hold it. We'll be back in a moment. Our number 877-254-7524. Hang on, Jim. 877-254-7524.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
You have a clear choice between two very different visions for the future. With Barack Obama, you're looking at more of what got us into this mess. Mitt Romney offers a real plan to get America moving in the right direction again.
Let me tell you how I'll create 12 million jobs when President Obama couldn't. First, my energy independence policy means more than 3 million new jobs, many of them in manufacturing. My tax reform plan to lower rates for the middle class and for small business creates 7 million more. And expanding trade, cracking down on China, and improving job training takes us to over 12 million new jobs.
Mitt Romney will do what Barack Obama couldn't. It's clear we simply can't afford four more years of Barack Obama.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here. It's open lines. Our telephone number is 754-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Jim, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. The bumper
okay, let,
music
let me,
kind of...
Let me give you the rest of the story.
The bumper
story
music there. Kind of... you couldn't hear what you were saying about the last four sentences.
All right, fine. Well, basically, the Federal Reserve is buying up about $40 billion a month in mortgages from the banks. These are poor investments, and the mortgages are not worth the mortgages are not worth, the house is not worth what the mortgages are, but basically it's simply a means by which the Federal Reserve is bailing out the banks, because the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. It is a privately owned central bank. It's owned by the banks, and the banks are simply bailing themselves out with this $40 billion a month. That money is not being lent out. The banks are holding well over $2 trillion. They're not lending it. If they were lending it, the economy would be booming. They're not lending it because there is a conspiracy behind everything going on. There's a timetable, and this is the time to collapse our economy. So that is part of the money that the Federal Reserve is putting out. Now, the other thing is that the Treasury is going behind every month. They do not have enough money coming in through form of taxation or through excise taxes and the other sources of income for the Treasury to meet the amount of money that they're putting out. I mean, they have to put out about $700 billion a month for, $700 billion a year for Social Security, $750 billion a year for Medicare, $750 to $1 trillion a year for our military. Probably it's closer to $1 trillion, although they only acknowledge the budget is $750 billion. But basically, that's all the money that comes in. That's about $2.1 or $2.2 trillion. The rest of it they have to borrow. I mean, that's for all the rest of the functions of government, all the welfare programs we have, the foreign aid programs we have, certainly the subsidies of our major industries and General Motors and all the corporations that certainly are getting money or have gotten money from the federal government. Basically, that money all has to be borrowed. This last year, it was about $1.1 trillion that the Treasury had to borrow. Now, how does the Treasury borrow money? Why, they sell bonds. Who buys those bonds? Well, China buys a few, and Germany buys a few, and Japan buys a few, but most of the Treasury bonds that are being bought today are being bought by the Federal Reserve System. Where does the Federal Reserve System get the money? They create it out of nothing. So basically, the Federal Reserve System, they tell us, is actually pouring about $85 billion a month into the economy, money they've created out of nothing. I suspect it's really far more than that. I believe that they probably have other vehicles where they have offshore banks buying up our Treasury bills. But we have to come up with almost $100 billion a month, almost $100 billion a month. The deficit this year was $1.1 trillion. Well, we have 12 months. It's almost $100 billion a month. They have to come up with that, and so they create it out of nothing, and the Federal Reserve is buying the T-bills. Do you understand what's going on, Jim? Because they make it intentionally confusing. So you want to understand that what they're really doing is destroying the value of our currency as a vehicle of impoverishing our people and ultimately enslaving them. And as John Adams said, there's two ways to conquer a nation. One is militarily, and the other is to destroy the value of the currency, and that's exactly what they're doing. Our number is 877-254-7524. Go ahead, Jim.
So they're debauching the currency then, and that means we're going to have hyperinflation. Is that correct?
We're going to have inflation. Whether it be hyper, it depends on how you define hyperinflation. Inflation, you know, I believe hyperinflation is an inflation perhaps over 15% a year, even 10% a year to me is hyperinflation. Other people say, no, it's got to be like they had in the Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe. It's how you define the word hyperinflation. Mm-hmm. But we are going to have inflation right now. The true inflation rate is about 10% a year, according to John Williams at shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com. www.shadowstats.com. Go there. Read what Williams says. He's telling the truth. He says the real inflation rate is about 10% at the present time, 9 or 10%. And this coming year, I think it'll probably be 15% and maybe 20% the year after that. And in a few years, we've simply destroyed the remaining value of our currency. But that's how you destroy a nation. They know what they're doing. This cabal that runs our country is intent upon transferring the wealth and the jobs and the stability of my nation to other nations, and there's going to be chaos in America, I fear.
What happens if you're in another country that has a dollar-based currency? Does the same thing happen?
Well, it depends on what the central bank is doing. In Iceland,
right,
they have a central bank, and they're doing the right sort of things. First of all, they didn't bail the banks out. Then they arrested the bankers and put them on trial for what they'd done. And so some of those bankers are in prison today. But most of the central banks are certainly interlocked with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And all throughout Europe, with one or two exceptions why they're going down the same road, the fellow who heads the central bank in Germany is saying, no, we do not want inflation. And he is totally against what the European Central Bank is doing. But the European Central Bank is controlled by the same people who control our central bank. We call it the Federal Reserve System. That's to confuse the American people. It has nothing to do with the federal government. It is a privately owned central bank that runs our government and makes mockery out of this concept of representative government. Anything else, Jim?
That did it, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and thank you so much.
God bless, and please encourage people to listen. We do have another caller, and our number again is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Who's on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Stephen Greeley, and I was just calling a little bit about the presidential debates, and I don't know if you've had an opportunity to have George Farah on, or the fellow who wrote the book about exposing the scam of the presidential debates, and was going to touch upon that, and also the people who have been thankfully dropping out of sponsorship, such as the Phillips Electronics and YWCA. I suggest that people boycott Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser beer, because this is just a completely un-American the way they've handled all this. And I just wanted to get your comments on those debates and how this is turning into such a scam.
Well, what are your thoughts on the debates? Give me your thoughts.
Well, they're obviously controlled so that there's no other parties that can come in to this whole thing, and this whole affair is just a puppet show. It's a PR. And as you talk about the Federal Reserve,
you're absolutely right. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'll be right back with Steve Greer.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here. We have, I think it's Steve. Is it Steve from Creeley who's calling?
Yeah.
Steve, are you there? Go ahead. Yeah, What were your thoughts on the debates?
Well, obviously, they are designed as a public relations dog and pony show where everything is sanitized. Neither candidate is to be put on the spot. They're not allowing anyone else, such as Gary Johnson, into this debate, who would be debating against the Federal Reserve, just like we were talking about here, and what's going on with this crooked operation that's been, you know, persisting for almost 100 years now. And it seems to me that the only way that we can get their attention is to either address these sponsors, such as Anheuser-Busch and some of these other people who are actually paying for this, and addressing this as an anti-American activity. They're not allowing a free debate. It's nothing more than a scam, and the American people are being robbed by it. That's my opinion, anyway.
I think it's a very, very accurate one. And basically, why won't they allow the other people on the ballot to be there? The Libertarians, certainly the Constitution Party, and there are several other parties where they're having people who are certified on the ballot. So why do we have simply only the Democrats and Republicans? Because they want you to have only two choices. You can vote for Socialist Party Candidate A or Socialist Party Candidate B, the lesser of the two evils, because they control both political candidates. Now, is perhaps Romney better than Obama? Yes, he's probably a moral individual, but he's certainly surrounded himself with trilateralists. And people have to understand that we have a little group that runs our country. They control both political parties, and they make mockery out of the electoral process. And you're exactly right. These debates are so ridiculous, and they're so obviously staged. Why, for instance, if you saw the vice presidential debate, why certainly didn't the moderator interrupt when Joe Biden kept interrupting Paul Ryan? I mean, basically, if the moderator is there to moderate, and yet she allowed Biden repeatedly to interrupt, and to laugh and do all the stupid things that he did. This was all basically staged, just like the first presidential debate was staged between Romney and Obama, and certainly, basically, Obama is not that stupid. He was doing what he was told to do rather than really trying to win the debate. Everything is staged for our benefit, but I think we need to get people to understand this is a fraudulent system. Professor Quigley said it best in his 1966 book, Tragedy and Hope, The History of the World in Our Time, in pages 1246 and 1247, he said, we go to the polls every 4 years, the American people go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate to throw the rascals out. But, of course, the foreign and domestic policies never change, and they don't change because they're all controlled by the same people. Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, was about the people who control both political parties, and he was totally in favor of it. He was an elitist. He believed in the elite ruling our nation. I never met him, but I spent many weeks going to his papers at Georgetown. I talked to his wife. I talked to his mistress. I talked to his best friend. I talk to people who knew him and his students, and I almost feel like I know Quigley. He was an elitist. He really believed us common people are too dumb to rule ourselves, and we needed an elite. But at least his book tells you the truth about who the elite are and what their objectives are. And unfortunately, tragically, Professor Quigley missed the whole subject in which he was writing because he didn't understand the spirits of forces that energize the people who control America today. But you're absolutely right, Steve. They put on these debates for our entertainment. I think your idea of boycotting the people who sponsor it is a great idea. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, sure, appreciate it. I also like Joel Skousen's rundown, because he's identified both Obama and Romney as what they are, you know, and I think he's done a very good job with that. So I think you're doing a great job, Dr. Stan. Keep up the good work.
We will, as long as God gives us a breath and as long as the people out there will help and support us. God bless, and thanks very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
And if you're out there in the listening audience, we have open lines. Our number is 1-877-725-4-7524. 877-254-7524. We have a few minutes left over in this morning's program, and we will try to get Morley Robbins on at some future date to talk about Jigsaw Magnesium, the time-release magnesium product, which is certainly an excellent product. It's recommended by my friend Dr. Russell Blaylock, who certainly is on far more on top of all these things than I am. But, of course, magnesium is absolutely essential for our health. And 80% of the population in the United States is deficient in magnesium. Other countries get it. Japanese, the Orientals get it because it's very high levels in kelp. They eat a great deal of kelp. I know very, very few Americans who eat kelp. And certainly much of our soil has been depleted of magnesium, an absolute necessity for proper health and function of the heart and the muscles and of the bone and the brain and the bowels. And it affects every organ in our body, and 80% of the American people are deficient in magnesium. And we actually sell a magnesium product ourselves. But, of course, the Jigsaw Magnesium is advertising with us. It's a time-release magnesium. And, of course, many people prefer that over the regular magnesium. And the final analysis is if you need magnesium and if you need more information, why, of course, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Certainly go up on the Internet and look it up. It's vitally important that you learn about your health, because so much of what we are being fed through the ready processed foods is actually poisonous. There's a product that they put lining the cans. Every tin can is lined with a product known as bisphenol. B-I-S-P-H-E-N-O-L. Look it up. It is an artificial estrogen, and it feminizes our men. It feminizes our men, and of course gives artificial hormones to women, and of course it actually increases the incidence of cancer and increases the incidence of infertility. But almost all of the things that they are adding to our food and the metals that they are giving us actually are aimed at decreasing fertility, because there's too many people in the world. We want to kill off most of them to prevent others from being born. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up on the program. The American Discussion.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herbs.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Arthur and here at American Steven Network, and well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. And if you are in a position to help us, we could certainly use it. A lot of our long term supporters are having real financial problems, and we just trying to keep our network of stations going. As you know, we are on probably 50 stations or more every week, and certainly we have a satellite and shortwave and internet and all sorts of means by which people can reach us. But our major programs, afternoon and evening, as well as this one, certainly do reach people all across America. And we know that in the areas where people hear the truth, they come to recognize it takes a little while, because the stories like I mentioned about Operation Keel Hall this morning, I said that most people have never heard of those 6 million or almost 6 million Russians who were rounded up from prison camps here in America and in Canada and in England and in Europe, and sent back to Stalin to be killed or to be used. A few of them, they were allowed to live, but they could never get a job again, and they lived in poverty throughout the rest of their lives. Operation Keel Hall, and then, of course, what happened to the German soldiers. Those, most of them just kids who were captured at the end, when the World War II ended, and were left to starve to death and be frozen to death. I certainly in camps there in Germany during that winter following the war. And basically about 2 million died that winter. That's no way to treat prisoners, but that's the way that the American forces were forced to treat the prisoners at that time. And most of these stories have never been told because of the degree of control over the media. Basically, of course, what you need to do, of course, go to our website, radioliberty.com, read our newsletters, listen to our radio programs, watch many of the DVDs we have up there. Look at we have a section called Other Videos on the Internet, and basically it has other YouTubes and the other things that I think are important, and we post them up there because we want you to have access to them. And some of them are inspirational, some of them are informative, but so there's so much information out there. And we want you to get onto the Internet and check everything I say. And if I say something that isn't true, you be sure to get in touch with me, because, of course, I'm not perfect, but we try to be as accurate as we possibly can and have documentation for literally everything we say. Now, certainly we are having a conference. It's going to be a week from, it's going to be this coming Sunday. We've got about almost 125 people already signed up. We can take a few more, but we have to know today that we have to give, tomorrow morning, we have to give the exact number of people are going to be there, because we're having lunch. But it's a long way to come from certainly of Colorado, but I know we have some people coming. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brother with Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret. They're on DVDs, two separate talks. My talk on population control, the covert agenda, and my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, the talk I'm going to be giving this coming Sunday. They're available on CD, or pardon me, on DVD, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're ending a very difficult and dangerous period for our nation. What we need is a great revival, because behind all of these wicked and evil forces are powerful, spiritual, and truly demonic forces that are upon destroying the land of the free. Hope the brave until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had the chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric.